Lowe's knows you want the best for dad. This Father's Day, help him take on any project with big deals on DeWalt. Right now, get a free XR 8 amp hour battery when you buy select DeWalt tools. That's not all. Get up to two free select tools when you buy a select DeWalt 20 volt max battery kit. Maximum initial battery voltage measured without a work load is 20 volts. Nominal voltage is 18.
I'm a longtime real estate investor, and on this channel, we help you build financial intelligence so you can build financial freedom. And one of the ways that we do that, of course, is through real estate investing. And today on our show, I'll open it up for Q&A a little bit later, but today I want to talk about a few different ways to come up with a down payment that you might not have considered before. This is going to be a really important way for you to move forward, because a lot of people don't know that they have some, I don't know, hidden funds or unique ways in which they can get that down payment. For a lot of people, I see that they always sort of hit this brick wall and they think, well, I just don't have the money. But if we unlock these different ways, they're blown away about the hidden capital that they might have. So welcome in, everyone, to the show. We work with clients from all different walks of life. And while many have large savings accounts to pull from, you know, I understand that's not the case for everyone. But just because you don't have cash reserves available doesn't mean that real estate investing is out of the question for you. It just means you have to work a little harder to get that ball rolling. So if you're looking to build your net worth through rental real estate, but you're not really sure how to get started, here are going to be five sneaky places that you might find a down payment. So I'm going to go through these five, and then we'll open it up for some questions and answers here on the stream. Number one, the number one way and number one sort of hidden sneaky way that a lot of people don't consider because they think it's off limits, they think it's the holy grail of being untouchable, is that retirement account. You know, if you're currently employed, you can take loans from your 401k. It's your money. And while some people might try to tell you otherwise, there's nothing wrong with tapping into these funds to improve your financial situation. I know some of the very first properties I ever bought were as a result of borrowing from my 401k. You know, another thing you might not have considered is those old 401ks that you had that you left from a previous job, or an IRA that's just sitting there from a past job. We work with a lot of clients at Morris Invest that a lot of times people forget about these old accounts. And rolling them over into a self-directed IRA is a fantastic way to get started. And that's something that our team can do for you very, very easily. We have a great team in place that can handle that transition from an old IRA or an old 401k into a self-directed IRA and allow you to use that as a down payment on a rental property. Yes, you could use just that as the down payment and then have financing from a bank as the rest of it. So one new thing you can do is you can log into your online portfolio. Go, let's say, for instance, I used to use Fidelity. And I think it was like my401k.com, if I can remember the website from years ago. And you go in and check your statements, okay, and see what's available. Go into your account. You might have forgotten that you have 12,000, 15,000. You know, I know it might sound funny to some people, like, what is Clayton saying? I don't just have 15,000 laying around that I've forgotten about, but some people do. Or it's something they didn't know what to do or use from their previous job, and they didn't roll it into a new account, and it's just sitting there. And you can also call your previous employer. Call your previous employer and find out if you have this account still sitting there. Many people do. It happens to us all the time. And you might have money sitting there you just didn't know you could access. Number two on my list, home equity. Now, I'm a huge fan of tapping into the equity in your home. You know, do you own a primary residence? Remember, a primary residence is not a performing asset. It is an asset, but it's not performing. So what if you could make it perform, right? By tapping into your home's equity. You know, I often say you cannot eat equity. So if your equity is sitting there, it's not doing anything, why don't you utilize it? And one of my favorite ways is by utilizing a home equity line of credit, a HELOC. Now, a HELOC allows you to take out a line of credit based on the amount of equity in your home. And I love this strategy, and I think it's a really smart way to start buying performing assets, because you can explore this option by chatting with banks to see what your options are. And I know it can be a little difficult depending on the market situation, but you know, again, I always want to talk with a smaller bank because some of the larger banks just aren't going to be interested in doing home equity lines of credit. Local banks, though, smaller local banks that have to be creative and compete against those larger banks or in credit unions, they're often the best way to find those home equity lines of credit. So imagine being able to tap into the equity in your home in this incredible housing market that we're in right now, where housing prices have gone up 25% since last year. You might be sitting on a gold mine where you can use, let's say you've got $80,000 in equity in your home. That's enough to buy basically two rental properties. You could buy two, that could be two down payments on two new construction rental properties. Now you've taken that equity out of your home and you've turned it into cash flow. Not even just thinking about, okay, I'm taking this money out to, you know, as a home equity line of credit, but now I'm actually turning it into monthly cash flow. And that is how you can kind of take your home, which is not a performing asset, and turn it into a bit of a performing asset. Number three on my list is a partnership. Now, if you don't quite have the funds you need to get started, you can always team up with a partner, and it can be an incredible way to do deals. And partnerships can give you the access and the knowledge and the experience, the funding, the ability to grow your portfolio, and a whole lot more. Whatever your missing link is, you can find it by working with other people. So maybe you don't have a lot of money, but you have the, you know, you have the time to do all of the legwork and handle the paperwork of the rental property. Right? And we have an in-depth 22-minute video right here on the channel on how to work with partners. It covers the main benefits of working with partners, how to find, how to vet a partner, plus how to do your due diligence before getting started. So I will put a link to that later here. Right now, you can click on that video to watch our partnership video because it needs to be mutually beneficial for both or all parties. And you really have to cover all of your bases before diving in. So make sure you check out that video. If you're interested, we'll have a link here so you can check it out. Number four on my list is private money. Now, I often get the feeling that private money intimidates a lot of new investors, but it shouldn't. Just think of private money, you know, can come from a whole range of places. I like to think it's like Uncle John, you know, it's private money. You know, Uncle John is wealthy. You've always been a fan of what he's done in business and you've always admired Uncle John. Well, take him out to lunch and tell him about the opportunity of investing and creating a partnership with him. Say, Uncle John, you know, I really want to get started in real estate investing, but I'd love to seek your knowledge on this and see if it'd be something that maybe we could do together. I could find the deal, do the legwork on finding the great rental property if you would be able to provide a loan, you know, at whatever interest rate you choose. Obviously, interest rates right now are like 3%. You know, if Uncle John wants to give you an interest rate of 4% or 5%, at least it's a little, you know, he's getting a little bit more than he would in the current marketplace, then he's willing to help out a relative. You know, that is always available. It's always around. You just have to be, you know, looking in the right places. And it can come from a lot of different places, like wealthy and supportive, you know, aunt or uncle who's happy to help you, or a friend, you know, who wants to make a better return on the crappy interest rate in their savings account. You know, you could partner with a friend and say, look, here's this investment property. It's a new construction property. It has a tenant already in place and it's cash flowing. I know you said you have $100,000 in your bank account just sitting there doing nothing. What if I could offer you a competitive market rate of, you know, like 4% interest in return if you're able to lend me that money for a down payment? Happens all the time. And that's a private loan right there. So draw up a promissory note. They would take a first position on the property or a second position. It depends on how you structure it. And you'd be paying them back, you know, for 5 years, 10 years, whatever, however you want to construct it. Sky's the limit. Today's episode is brought to you by HelloFresh. Look, fall is here. Already we're feeling the pain of the kids going back to school. Yes, it's great that they're out of the house, let's be honest, but it is now so busy, right? Planning meals, everything's starting back up again. You've got after school activities. So it's a busy time. And HelloFresh recipes help you save time that you'd otherwise be spending, meal planning, shopping, chopping, so you can get back to what matters. HelloFresh has family-friendly menus. It's a huge win for back to school season with easy, delicious recipes for drama-free dinners. What is HelloFresh? You get fresh pre-measured ingredients and mouthwatering seasonal recipes delivered right to your front door. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. We love using HelloFresh with the kids because the recipe cards come and we include the whole family in the process. So, you know, my littlest one can take the pre-measured ingredients and put it right in the bowl. It only takes about 30 minutes or so, and you get to rotate between these delicious recipes. They've got vegetarian options. They've got pescatarian options. They've got larger family, smaller family. Anyway, and by the way, you're going to get 14 free meals right now just by trying it. That's right. All you need to do is go to HelloFresh.com/investing14. You have to use that investing14 because that's how you'll get 14 free meals. So you'll use the code investing14 for up to 14 free meals, including free shipping. You have nothing to lose. Remember, 14 free meals that'll take all of the pain away from your back-to-school season. Again, go to HelloFresh.com/investing14. That is why you've got to check out America's number one meal kit. Thanks, HelloFresh. Private money can also come from professional lenders. You know, but private money doesn't have to be scary. In fact, it can be rather freeing since it's not regulated by the banks or the government. For instance, I've gotten private money loans and where I've been able to get a revolving line of private money credit that I've been able to use. That means I could pounce on properties very, very quickly. So how do you get started with one? Well, one of my favorite resources is Susan Lasseter-Lyon's great book. It's called Getting the Money. So we'll have a link to that book, Susan Lasseter-Lyon's, her Getting the Money program. Her book is fantastic. And she walks you through how to create a pitch, like how to put together a presentation so that you can then reach out to different private lenders and see if they're interested. Another great way is that once you have that pitch built, is to go to a local real estate meetup group. Go to your local REIA meeting, your REIA. And how you find those is by going to meetup.com and look for your local real estate meetups. And they usually meet like once a month. They might be at a Ramada Inn. I don't know. You know, you go to and they might charge you $5 admission, covers a drink or whatever. And you put on a name tag and you walk around. You're going to meet realtors. You're going to meet investors. You're going to meet wholesalers. You'll meet contractors. You're going to meet private money lenders, hard money lenders. Just talk to them all. Make a reference list, you know, and talk to them about, and these are the people you will eventually want to be pitching your different properties and projects. And number five on my list is referrals. You know, if you're wanting to invest specifically with my company at Morris Invest, we have a secret loophole that we don't really even talk about enough. I know one of our viewers, if he's watching right now, Don, he's taken advantage of this. He's been referring a lot of people to our company. And what's great about that is that he then is able to actually get money back on his closing costs and towards a property. So here's an overview of how this works. You refer someone to Morris Invest who ends up buying a rental property. You receive a $1,500 credit towards a new property or closing costs for you. Repeat. You know, use your credit immediately, or you can stock up and then basically get almost an entire property for free. So the more people you refer, the more credits you build up, and you can read our full rules and disclaimers and fill out a Morris Invest referral form. Just go to morrisinvest.com/refer. It's right on our website, so you can learn more about that. So if you refer people to us, you don't have the money necessarily for a down payment, but now, because you're referring people, you are building up your own nest egg that allows you to basically, in many ways, get a free rental property because now you're able to use money from the bank and the down payment is covered because of your referrals. Another killer way to think outside the box about making and investing in real estate that way. You know, I would love to hear from you guys in the chat. You know, which one of these methods do you think might work for you? Drop me a chat and drop me a comment below. And thank you, as always, for subscribing to the channel.